While bonding brackets is obviously the state of the art today, there are still many orthodontists who prefer to place bands on first or second molars. If you are one of those orthodontists, I suspect that you use elastomeric separators prior to banding. If you do use elastomeric separators, how far ahead of the banding appointment do you place them? I would guess that the answer that most orthodontists would give to this question is that they place them 1 week prior to banding. Is there any basis for choosing this time frame? The longer elastomeric separators are in place, the longer the patient is likely to experience some pain from them, and also the greater likelihood that they will fall out. With these thoughts in mind, the logical next question is, would it be possible to place elastomeric separators for a much shorter period of time prior to banding? Because a number of companies manufacture elastomeric separators, another logical question is, does it make any difference which type of elastomeric separator that you use? These questions were addressed in an article titled, Duration of Elastomeric Separation and Effect on the Interproximal Contact Point Characteristics by Moshe Davidovich et al., which appeared in the March 2008 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentistry. The sample for this study consisted of 30 adult patients who had an elastomeric separator placed between the mandibular second premolar and the first molar for 1, 4, 12, and 24-hour periods. The authors wanted to determine the minimum time required for an elastomeric separator to accomplish an interproximal separation greater than 1/16 of a millimeter, which is the average thickness of an orthodontic band. Basically, each patient had four separate trials that differed in how long the separator was left in place, namely 1, 4, 12, or 24 hours. At each time interval, the separator was removed and the interproximal space that was created was measured using special instrumentation. The results of this study are very interesting. After 12 and 24 hours of separation, all patients demonstrated space that was greater than 1/16 of a millimeter, or the acceptable amount for banding. Based on these results, the authors suggest that separators should be placed a day before bands are fitted, and if the separator is lost, the patient should come to the orthodontic office 3 to 4 hours before the appointment for separator replacement. The authors also found that it didn't make any difference which manufacturer's elastomeric modules that you used. Additionally, when they looked at the time it took for the contact point tightness to return to normal after removal of the separators, 95% of the tightness of the initial dental contact point was regained within 24 hours. I found this information to be very helpful in that placing separators 1 day ahead of banding rather than 1 week has the advantage of reducing the amount of time the patient will experience pain and also the likelihood that the separator will be lost prior to the banding appointment. My only concern is whether or not the first molars would be more sensitive and therefore more painful 1 day after placing separation versus 1 week later. You can find this article in the 2008 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dental Facial Orthopedics.